And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Wiley Post. Silencers are now legal for hunting in North Carolina. Yes, you heard me correctly. Somewhere in the sweeping gun legislation passed by the General Assembly has made suppressors, also known as silencers, legal for hunting in North Carolina. Law enforcement authorities are now trying to figure out how to implement the new law. When the bill was first introduced several months ago, the North Carolina Sheriff's Association opposed the measure. Eddie Caldwell, Vice President and General Counsel, said, "The hunting part is not the issue, but from public safety standpoint, it's hard to know where the gunshots are coming from." Now, I've said this many times before, but if the law enforcement community is against your bill, you must have eaten paint chips as a kid. It shows no surprise to anyone that the NRA has recently thrown its weight behind an industry campaign to deregulate and promote the use of silencers. Under the trade banner of the American Silencer Association, manufacturers have come together with the support of the NRA to rebrand the silencer as a safety device needed by every all-American for the gun closet. The NRA has enjoyed state-level success chipping away at restrictions on the use of silencers around the country, an effort that has been largely unnoticed, passed in the shadows of higher profile battles over the spread of concealed carry, stand your ground laws, women's health, and voter ID bills that have divided us over the past months. Silencers are currently legal with a permit in 40 states, a growing number of which are reversing bans on their use while hunting. I thought allowing guns in bars and restaurants was bad enough. Now we get this drip of information about something else deep inside that we weren't told. I thought these laws were enacted to protect the people that were represented by these elected officials. Do the hunters really need hearing protection because they are such bad shots that it takes all 100 rounds of their drum magazines just to kill that pesky wabbit? If the current campaign succeeds in removing silencers from the NFA regulation, the gun lobby likely won't wait too long before targeting the remaining regulations limiting the circulation of fully automatic machine guns and even hand grenades. And don't be surprised when you see a feature of freshwater blast fishing as a great way to connect with kids and nature while reducing the risk of fishing with those pesky sharp steel hooks. And this is why we post.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.